Crisco Desert right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Oh, today is the day. I'm so excited. I get to actually cut the real cord today.
It's happening.
It's happening today. I am having a big monstrance TV antenna put in my attic in the townhome so that I don't have to have cable anymore.
Oh my God. That's what Taylor wants. He tried to do it himself and it didn't work.
I hired a guy who comes out. He takes a look at things, checks to see what your reception would be.
Yeah.
He guarantees you're going to have a perfect signal for a year. And if you don't, he'll move it to the roof of the house if you have to. But he's like, your townhome is so tall. If it's up in the attic, he's like, you're going to have no issue getting reception.
Yes.
And so I did a scan just to see. 62 HD channels.
Oh, that's great.
62. With this antenna, I'm picking up stuff from everywhere. Not just local, like all other markets. It's ridiculous.
you might be seeing ads from like Chicago and be like, I want to go to that restaurant.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's so weird. That and then you get your own over-the-air DVR. And so it's a whole home DVR. And you hook this thing up, plugs in, and it records shows off the over the air, and then I can play them back on my iPad, on my phone, when I'm on vacation, anywhere, or just at home on our TV. I can do my over the air DVR on my Apple TV.
See, and that's the hardest part about cutting the cord. You don't want to lose that DVR feature. So, I mean, and it's much more affordable.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. Do you know how much it costs to have this DVR?
I don't.
$5 a month.
Shut up.
How much space?
2 terabytes.
Is that enough?
What's a terabyte?
It's a lot.
Okay.
It's a lot of megabytes.
And can I get that on my phone?
I am so pumped. And Vaughn's like, so do I not get HGTV? I'm like, no.
See, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. It's all great. Money savings, huge.
But he doesn't watch it. See, here's the thing.
Wait, no Food Network?
You always go, oh, but I watch that and I need those shows. But you don't really watch it. If you really looked at what you watch, 90%. In fact, I'd even go higher. 95% of what we watch is on streaming apps, whether it's Netflix, Prime, HBO Max, whatever. And to not pay $125 a month for cable.
Yeah.
Yes.
In 2022, if you have a show or a channel that you watch, it is on something. You will find it on some channel somewhere. Yeah. You can truly go look. I think they do like the last channels on cable where you'd be like the last things you watched. It might never changed. It was always the same 5, 6, 7 channels. It would be like, oh, Food Network. Oh, USA. Oh, it's Food Network all the time. Or, oh, oh my gosh.
Well, then buy that app.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, rather than having the full cable lineup where you watch just a few, get the Food Network app, whatever that is on. I'm sure it's part of something.
Yeah, it's part of the one that he likes.
Discovery.
Plus.
Which that's how they're going to get more people.
Like $3.99 a month or something. It's cheap. If you piece things together.
Yes.
It's perfect. I mean, I thought I was winning at life. Because we can't get cable where we are. So we figured it out. Taylor was so upset when we couldn't see football games. And so then he finally got the YouTube TV.
Yeah.
It's everything. Yeah. And it's only $60 a month. Ugh. But still it's $60 a month.
It's expensive. And then you have to have, all of it.
Yes.
I hate it.
I love your idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, waiting for the ride guy.
Finally. I've been wanting this for so long. And I've never done like the real professional antennas.
No.
It's always the, you know, flimsy indoor ones.
I know.
Now this is a legit antenna.
Oh yeah,
baby. Bring it on. Okay. So we're noticing that Pidge is starting to age. And that's welcome to the morning show.
Yeah. It doesn't take long, does it?
No.
We all used to have the dark hair until it catches up with you. Mm. So what are you starting to see in the mirror?
Gray hair.
Yeah. Bloody.
Yeah, especially like it's hitting hard here on the side.
See your future? Yeah. Take a look at this.
Yeah. Hey, if I can look like that.
Yeah. No, you don't want this.
No,
keep
I'm
the youthful
fine with
look.
That.
Keep the youthful
I mean,
look.
If I can keep this, that's cool. I'm more than happy with what you have.
Mm.
I
but
just
Ryan,
don't want to go.
His started exactly like yours, right there on the temples.
Yeah.
Just right a little sprinkle, and then it just moved. Yeah. It just moved.
Then about 6 years ago, it just went.
Wait a minute.
Time out. 6 years ago.
Funny. We all have our things. Guys go gray. I don't have one gray hair. That's my one good thing. I have a cool 25 pounds since I started here 6 years ago. I mean, at least 20.
25 pounds?
Yeah,
no way.
I think.
I would have never guessed.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean that. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't have. Honest to God.
It's because you love me. And you see me every day, so you don't notice. But yes, it's at least 20 pounds. But we all have our thing.
Yeah.
Lack of sleep and the craziness, it'll do it to you.
Just hit me. This is like a one big marriage where they say you put on pounds when you get married. Yep. You start going gray. You lose sleep.
You give up on caring. It's all of the things. You really do.
It's true. I wear yoga pants every day and a baggy shirt. Oh, God.
There you go. But there's a lot going on in Pidge's world that is just hard to explain. Do you guys get attached to inanimate objects?
Depends what it is.
Yeah. Okay. He's emotionally attached to two items in particular. Okay. No matter how crappy it is, if he's had it for a long time, he can't let go of it. Mm. And what are these two things that you have a special bond with?
Well, one's a pin that the spring.
A pin or a pen?
A pin.
A pin or a pen?
Like a writing utensil?
A P-E-N. Yes.
A pen.
Pen.
A pen.
Your Kansas is showing.
I know.
Pin.
Okay. Anyway. So I have this pen that I like.
I love it.
It's a real good writing pen.
And I got it, I don't know, a decade ago, and the spring inside of it is just gone, so it doesn't work anymore. But I've had it forever, and I don't know why. I love
it. From a dentist or something?
No, you know what it's from? when I was in school, one of our teachers is like, you should get business cards and yada, yada, yada. So I went on, you know, one of the sites, and I got me the way I spend money. So you can order business cards. Oh, you can also order pins with your name on it, mouse pads, all this. So I went crazy and got...
You bought promotional items for yourself?
What were you promoting?
So the pen you won't get rid of is a pen that says Devin Marshall.
It doesn't say Devin Marshall. It says something much cheesier.
Please, what does it say?
D-Man?
So it was when I was doing the music production stuff. And so it says Marshall Music, and then the tagline is Round Records for Square People.
I would have stuck with the Marshall Music because that's cool. Because isn't there an amp made by Marshall?
Yeah.
That's a brand.
Yeah.
So people might think that you're legit.
That's true.
And records were never going to stick around forever. Round Records are like, oh, what's
people
a record?
People say he's putting out a record still.
They do. Anyway.
Totally.
Yeah.
They do. It's the lingo, but still.
I have too many things.
So what's the second thing? A Glade plug-in?
Yeah. I have a Glade plug-in that I'm sure is broken because I put a refill in. And I check it like a month later, nothing's gone. It's gone down maybe a little bit, but all it is just the fluids dripping out of it.
Yeah.
And it's still plugged into my wall. And every time I change other Glade filters, I pop in a new fresh one and it just sits there and slowly leaks. But I've had it since I lived in Maple Grove and it was in my room.
That sounds like a fire hazard.
It's like red and gross, but I love it and I don't want to throw it away. I don't want to. And I always think of Crisco, though, with his wallet.
Yeah, but I did throw it away.
Yeah.
It was a long time, but I threw it away.
Well, he got bullied by his nephew, and that's why he did.
That's true, yeah.
We try to bully him to change things all the time, and it never worked.
That's true. Well, you get a little bit, though, what I'm talking about.
I get what you're talking about, but I mean,
he doesn't have nostalgia with a wallet. That was pure laziness.
That was pure laziness.
Complete laziness.
I can't tell you. But it's called hoarding.
Yeah, and so
there's no amount of like, oh my gosh, I just love it. It means so much to me. Like, you could buy a brand new, updated Glade plug-in, and it would probably be the same thing and replace
the
other one.
Glade
I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying I have so many.
I have so many different kinds.
Why?
Too.
What stank are you trying to cover?
Sammy, she's just disgusting.
It's so wonderful.
I just took out my Fall Night Long. That was a limited edition fall smell. And I just put in my fresh evergreen trees to match the Christmas tree.
I can get behind
and all
that.
It's delicious. I have ones that are automatic that, you know, push down and then
you did not say Glade is delicious.
It's delish.
Oh, Devin.
I'm spraying
it's like it's like a licking.
I use it like the Pam. I spray it on.
Okay,
the Pam.
If you think Glade is a great scent, you probably think Axe body spray smells good.
Not that gross.
It's in the same category.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's Yankee Candle, Glade.
Yankee
Axe.
Is wonderful. Are you saying that's not
Holy
good?
Holy crap, Devin.
This is bad.
What am I missing?
You have to get a better
taste. I need you. Okay.
Buddy.
I thought Yankee Candle was like classy. That's out of my budget.
Oh my. Well, you can go to Home Goods and get way better price
candles.
Home Goods
is mostly out of my budget. I mean, I go for the little
Target?
The great value ones or whatever. They do me fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, buddy. Oh boy. So you're a hoarder and you like gross smells.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring home a Glade plug-in and I'm going to plug it in and I'm going to record, secretly record Vaughn's reaction.
Oh my
and
God.
It will be priceless. He will die.
Yes.
He'll love it.
He will. How fast will he find it? Like how fast will he go, no, what is that?
It does not smell gay enough. What is that?
That's never something we say, Des.
No. Why are you saying?
I've never went, you know what? The house didn't smell nearly gay enough. Up the sandalwood.
I have told you the Glade plug-in is not gay.
It isn't.
It's not.
No, he knows.
That's a tell. If you're a gay dude with a Glade plug-in, your card's getting clipped.
Totally.
I guarantee it.
I just want to, now I want to know that reaction to how fast he'd be like, hey, babe.
Oh.
Shh. Where is it? What floor? What floor is it on?
It would be in a snowbank like that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. Gone. Out the door.
Yeah, even I don't go for Glade plugins. I did when I was
probably
at my...
Should.
You see what I do? I'm so glad you gained 25 pounds. It couldn't have happened to a nicer person. No, I lost weight.
I'm trying to be like you. It's not working.
So does your house smell disgusting? Or
smells
what do you
like
do? Does it?
I mean, let's just go with it. Yeah, okay. It smells like rotten animal, basically.
Really?
And that's just my sister.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna try to defend it because it will just get made fun of. It smells like a big bag of dead bodies in my house. So it's fine. Yep.
I wouldn't say dead bodies, more sweaty.
Yeah, not rotting corpses.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I will say, I woke up this morning. I'm a sweater at night. I woke up this morning and went, ooh, it is sheet cleaning time.
How long has it been?
It's not been, I've changed, believe me, changed my ways. I just hit that point where I was like, ugh, that was a sweaty night. I was like, don't know what happened. And remember, I was sick at the beginning of the week, so I haven't had my ceiling fan on because I don't want to. So, yeah, it's time to do the old sheets today.
She's ripe.
She was ripe. Oh, boy.
Yeah. This is uncomfortable.
Maybe I should stop and get a couple of and a Yankee candle now that I'm at it. Boy,
yeah. A couple of diffusers wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, some incense. Mm-hmm. Just start burning everything I can. Maybe the house. Get everybody out and just bring it down. This is going to be a good day for me.
Golly. Oh, yeah.
Do you need help?
No, I don't need anything from you.
It is a unique smell, I will say.
Yeah. I was trying to clarify. Yeah.
It's got a fast food aroma to it. Like old fast food bags, that smell of, you know, like an old greasy McDonald's bag.
I was in the Equinox and I know the exact
That's smell. Exactly what it smells like. Yeah. The car and the house is the same.
The problem is I get so much food that I forget sometimes. I found a Rogue cheeseburger in my cabinet the other day and I'm like, how did that get in there?
Yeah.
It was kind of when I was shoving food in, it just bounced off and went into the cabinet behind the plates. But good news. They never really age. It's fine. It tasted great.
30 seconds in the microwave and it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, nothing melted, but it was great. I was like, this is fantastic. So,
oof.
I'm a little sick.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to put that mirror up.
I know what this looks like.
Oh, he got you good.
Boom.
Today, for some reason, they've decided to share how people are supposed to hand out compliments. And Crisco is asking that Des learn how to give him a compliment.
Yeah. And more now than ever after this podcast.
And so I would like to walk you through the steps of how to give a compliment. Let's see if you can do it.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, you use their name, obviously.
Crisco.
Yeah.
And so if you use someone's name in a compliment, it sends the signal that you're tailoring a compliment to them. And it's not something you're just blurting out. You're taking a moment to call them out specifically. Number two, make it specific. Instead of being like, you look nice today, say that color is great on you. You should wear it more often. See how that's a more specific compliment. The third part is don't just praise and run. When you give a compliment, stick around to hear what they have to say.
Okay.
How does he react to your compliment? And then follow it up. Maybe they have questions like, this color specifically, you like this on me. Is this something I can wear like year round or is it just more of a fall thing, winter thing? You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. No, I got this. I'm confident.
All right.
Hi, Crisco.
Hey, how are you?
Have you switched meat stick brands?
Do you see what I'm saying? She can't even give me a compliment.
No.
She's let her follow along. So answer the question.
No, I haven't.
The smell coming from your mouth is delightful. Did you eat some this morning?
No, I didn't.
You should eat some more often.
I'm actually quite offended and I'm going to walk away from this conversation.
Okay. See, no, that is not how it's done.
I was trying to be specific on how great you smell. You know how much I love meat sticks. Okay, let's start over. Okay.
His meat breath is just delightful.
It is good. It's always the highest quality meats. I don't do well with candles, but.
Crisco.
Yes.
You smell really good today.
Thank you, Diz.
Did you switch meat stick brands?
It's the same compliment. You can't just do
I'm
the
just
same one.
I'm just phrasing it in a nicer way.
Okay, here we go. Devin's going to do a great example of how to compliment your mentor, your leader, your guy, the only man who can give you goosebumps when he kisses you delicately on the neck. Yeah. Here we go.
Hey, Crisco.
Hey, Devin.
What's
how are
up,
you?
Bud?
What's going on?
Your hair. You cut it. You've cut
Why
it.
Why is it so funny? Devin, go ahead.
I noticed you cut your hair like a week or two ago, and it looks fantastic.
Thank
Where'd you get it done?
I actually got it done by my friend, Shelly.
Shelly?
Yeah, in St. Paul. She does a great job.
See ya, bud.
That was it.
Well, see ya.
See, now, in that instance, Devin, he might go, oh, wow, you didn't want her information?
Oh.
Like, you were, like, trying to find out where to avoid getting a haircut?
Right.
Like, where did you get it done? Because I don't want to go there.
Yeah,
is it that bad? Sense.
You know?
Just
She's really
hair.
A big fan of the show.
It's the way he said it.
Yeah, it's the way he said it. It made me laugh.
Here,
let's go back to Des. She'll try it again. A different compliment.
What about Ryan? Maybe work on one for you, Ryan?
I got nothing.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
Hi, Crisco.
Hi, Des.
Did you get, like, a new shaver or razor or something?
No.
Well, your skin looks really nice.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
You mean it? I mean, I guess I did just buy this $20 little number at Target, and it goes right down to the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. Are you going to hit like the chin area?
No, I did. I did hit the chin area. Oh, how about you?
Yeah, no, could I borrow it?
Because you might need it.
I know.
It's
what
a one
brand
blade.
Is
it's
it?
Actually, it's really good. It's just all in one.
I like a triple blade for the whiskers.
Oh, triple blade.
Yeah.
Boy, fancy. You must have Harry's.
And scene. Made him feel good.
That was
part
good.
Of it, like I'm the same as him.
So proud of you.
Sadly, I think that's as good as it's going to get. So, Ryan, go ahead. Did you have one?
I have nothing. So,
did you want to compliment your friends?
What?
He's like, hell no.
What was going on? Is this you lurking in a bathroom listening to other men's conversations?
Is that weird? Now that you say it that way, it does sound kind of weird.
Well, were you?
No, so I was. It was at the Timberwolves game. And I'm
You were gone for quite a amount of time.
God, he's that guy waiting in the restroom.
I was making room.
He plowed through the old buffet line.
I did hit it a few too many times.
You were hanging out in the bathroom eavesdropping on people?
Well, the problem was they went in and there's a stall and then a like a urinal.
Yep.
So they were both at it and they were talking and I'm
so you're waiting for
waiting.
Your turn.
So I'm waiting and I'm like, okay, come on. Well, the whole time they know I'm in there and the guys in the in the stall going, oh, God, this is the life up here. But I knew what I was getting into when I got married. And I was like, well, that's weird. I'm going to keep listening like Des always tells us.
Because we're up in the suites.
We're up in the suites, and it's in the TCL theater boxes. And so we're in there, and all of a sudden he goes, yeah, my wife is, her and her family are both loaded. They're loaded, and we've got suites to every sporting event in Minnesota. That's why I got married. And
oh,
I went,
God.
Oh, my God. And the buddy goes, oh, well, no, there's other reasons. I'm sure you're fine. No, I mean, I knew what I was getting myself into. She's not my favorite person, but I get all the benefits. I get to go to Vikings games in the suites. I get to go to Twins games in the suites. I put up with it for all of this. These are the perks that I want. Oh,
wow.
Facts.
That got intense.
Sorry.
Just blurting it out. I just could, and he just said it. Now, again, there were many drinks in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe he's joking. No, he was as serious as a heart attack.
Hmm.
I just was like, oh, okay. I mean, like.
And you're like, does she have a sister?
I'm like, seriously, like,
or
I don't
do
have to love the person.
Her?
Yeah, like, God, get me. Oh, she doesn't. She's cheating.
Truths are told in the potty.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I mean, I've eavesdropped on some really good. I mean, remember A Marriage? They were there at a bachelorette type of lunch. And I heard them heard the woman saying she doesn't want to marry the guy. I'm like, oh, my God. Wow.
What is it? A truth serum in the restroom. Devin, did you just have a truth bomb in the bathroom?
We had a different kind of bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it's that the bathroom's where you let your ambitions go and you just have fun. And
I can't take you really seriously.
Are you tapping underneath the stall?
No, I just drill through it. But I have a lot of my you know, pidge thoughts really come out. I don't remember what I call them, but a lot of my
pitch ponderings.
My pitch ponderings. Thank you. That's where they really come out is the bathroom. I think it's, I don't know, maybe a place to kind of meditate, reflect on, you know, what it's are you doing?
Oh, this had a really long answer to it. Like everything from pitch.
I just hit me. Oh, no.
What hit you?
I didn't have a truth bomb in the bathroom come out yesterday, but I can't reveal it right now on the podcast.
What is happening?
I'll tell you guys off the podcast.
What did you figure out?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, God. I feel like you were set up on this one. I just love the fact that he's sweating bullets looking like the third unwanted stepbrother from that movie with his sweatshirt and his collared shirt right now. Does it now look like John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell's third brother? Yes. Oh, God.
So many questions.
Yeah.
I guess we won't get
there's only one guy with the answers. So.
Go ahead, bitch.
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. No, you laughed really hard like you figured it out. I'll wait. Go ahead.
Maybe in tomorrow's episode. Yeah.
Okay.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcasts like ours, you could win gift cards to restaurants, shopping, some cool experiences. PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. After Hours.